Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and
Alice
Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. We are prize central. We have some amazing prizes this week. Here's prize number one. A pair of tickets to see Third Eye Blind at the Fox Theater in Oakland, March 10th. All the lies that you've been living in.
I would understand.
Tickets are on sale now at apeconcerts.com, apeconcerts.com. And we'll take caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Give you a pair of tickets for Third Eye Blind at the Fox. New intern Ryan has got the phones. See who's in there. There we go. Congratulations in advance to whoever wins those tickets. We're going to jump into the celebrity trash now.
All right.
You know, look, the big story today, as much as everyone in this area would like to avoid it, is the Super Bowl yesterday. So let's focus on the best part, which was the commercials.
Oh, my heart.
Well, it's expensive to advertise there. Do you know how fast the speed of light is?
No.
It's 186,000 miles a second.
You say that like I would have known that.
It's a totally known thing.
Did you know that, Bryn?
I didn't.
Did you know that, Nicole? Vaughn, did you know that?
Vaughn, move so I can see Vaughn. Vaughn did know that.
He did.
I've got a thumbs up.
No.
It's a total standard unit.
You didn't.
He knew. He knew.
He's an English major. He didn't know that.
2 out of 5 people know. Six people.
God.
Oh. He's double checking.
To be honest,
how
I didn't hear the question. I was helping.
How fast is the speed of light?
Man. Oh, yeah. No, I don't know that.
Yeah, okay.
I said, Vaughn, how fast is it? 186 something something.
Oh, he didn't know it.
He didn't know it.
He didn't know?
No,
well,
he didn't know.
Well, thanks for the backup.
Nobody
anyway,
knows.
Vaughn.
Anyway.
Okay.
But you know right, because you and your science son spend all your time talking about getting off this planet. But
just
everybody
one of those
else
things.
Doesn't
I got,
know
you
that.
Do you know how far away the sun is? It's like all the things.
No.
It's 93 million miles.
Okay. Nobody knows that.
Everybody knows no, it.
Uh-uh.
Science. Da-da-da-da.
Everybody doesn't know that.
Speed of light is 186,000 miles a second.
But I did know the first touchdown was scored by number 44
you
of
did.
The 49ers.
You
so
certainly
see,
did
some
know
stuff
that.
Sticks.
How far is the sun away?
93 million miles.
Oh, you're right.
So the... I just thought it was interesting because a 30-second spot during last night's Super Bowl cost $5.6 million, which is $186,000 per second, which is like the 186,000 miles per second.
Oh, it's not.
Sure. Oh, my God.
That was really interesting.
What the hell?
$5.6 million for 36 seconds. For 30 seconds mm-hmm, on mm-hmm. the Super Bowl. So there were definitely some ads that they shouldn't have bothered. Like, don't do it.
Like
there
what?
Was a, just, you know, whatever.
What didn't
the,
you like?
The ones that you can't remember, you know, that you're just like. I actually thought my favorite ad was the Jason Momoa ad. Did you see that?
I loved it.
That was, but what's it for? See what I'm saying? It's the best
Hold
ad
on.
I saw.
I know. It's, was it Quibi?
No.
No.
It wasn't.
What was it for?
Keep guessing. Just think about it. Think about the ad. Like, what for in the ad? What was the theme of the ad?
That he doesn't look any. When he
no,
gets.
No, that's not the theme.
When he gets home.
Home.
He likes to kick back
he
and relax.
Be himself
right.
in his home.
Right.
It was for Rocket Mortgage, your home.
Oh, right.
I know.
No,
but that's
I
the thing. Like, they spent $186,000 a second for the best ad
well,
of the whole day.
It's not. I told you my kid talked all the way through the first half.
That
the whole
the
time.
The logo is on the screen for less than one of the $186,000 seconds. And
right.
I just, I did, I remembered that it was a mortgage company because I remember thinking, what is this an ad for? He turns into a skinny dude. It was the funniest.
And picks up that guitar and his arms are all, and then he takes skinny. His hair off.
I knew the hair was coming out. He went back. I go, here comes the wig. Boom, he pulls it off. And then the last scene where he's like struggling with the weight bar that doesn't have any weights on it. And Lisa Bonet is there spotting him. Take it.
His wife, I thought, made that even cooler, and she just picks it up.
Good job.
Beautiful.
He pulls the arms off.
Yeah,
I'm like,
well,
what did
done.
He just do? What just happened? And then
I
he keeps
it.
Taking him off, takes off his six pack.
You got it. There's the wig.
Oh boy.
It's so gross.
And he's doing slide guitar.
Well done.
Oh my God, look at his skinny little arms.
Good job. Yeah, that was a good one.
Oh my God. That was my favorite thing of all time. You know, that one, you know, well spent money, but nobody remembers.
I'll tell you the
rocket.
One that had me tear up.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The one with Las Vegas Raiders running back. What is his name? I can't think of it right now.
Is it the one where
he talks to himself as a kid and he's talking about how I would love to talk to myself when I was a kid and explain how being homeless is. Apparently this young man grew up homeless and grew up hard, and it's an ad in a car. It's for a car.
Josh Jacobs.
Yeah. So he's talking to his young self about how you're going to be okay. Try hard. That's where you're going to prove yourself out there on that field. Here's your helmet. Have a good game. And pushes him out the car to go learn his craft. And then he is in a grown up who did it. Mm. He's a millionaire.
Turns out he didn't even need to tell himself that. He did it.
It's just a tearjerker. Yeah. If you see it, you will. It would be hard not to.
The first basically the first commercial was for the NFL's Next 100, and it was that was great. We talked about that a little
Loved
bit earlier.
It.
Little kid,
it's
got
Epic.
The ball.
The Jimmy G.
Runs through
everything.
Oh, my God. There's some funny moments in it. It's great. They blended it right into the game. The kid goes running out onto the field. The Planters ad, there was actually a lot of buzz going into this. You know, no one actually cared if, you know, the fake Mr. Peanut died or not. But
I
because of
one.
The death of Kobe, well,
oh,
I'm going to show it to
they
you.
They calmed
down their social media presence, but they decided they were going to go with the thing. So there's a grave in the shape of a peanut, if you can see it. And Mr. Wesley Snipe
is the Kool-Aid
man.
Guy.
Okay, the tear drops onto the, so inexplicably, this is really just capitalizing on how cute babies are. This is like Baby Yoda, Baby Groot, baby
yeah.
anything that has died and has now come back to life. But I don't know, what are your feelings on that? I did feel like, I felt bad for Planters because of course it was a major, major sports death last week. And they had to stop their whole. They had sent out like vigil candles and everything in their media packages, and now they were like, "We got to get Baby Nut into the mix, man."
I don't.
Big eyes.
This hasn't registered for me at all. I mean, if I were in a business meeting with Planters, I would say, "Listen, I don't know if you make peanut butter, but you should look into it. Like, if you want to really expand what it is you do, the cartoon character that you are identified by isn't the way to make more money." Mm. You might want to
they
break
want to make.
Into
they're
that.
Trying to make people love him and pay attention to him.
But that's.
Listen, we love babies.
Although you know what, anything's possible with Generation YZ or whoever these young people are that love to look at YouTube and go, "That isn't that little boy that rates toys?
Yeah,
is incredible and should be a multimillionaire."
Uh-huh.
So who knows? Maybe
the world's inexplicable. You are correct, Vinny.
Maybe young people will go, "I am going to eat more peanuts now."
You know, I can. All of it's fine. I mean, my dad certainly eats his share of Planters peanuts. That we always have those around.
But you know what I mean by like, Planters doesn't make peanut butter.
Why a dolphin sound when he comes out? Like I don't.
Yeah,
they just like what's the most random thing that could come out of his mouth?
Anyway, that happened. Not everyone was impressed. I watched it and went, all right. Okay, you know, they just, it would have been funnier if Baby Yoda came out. Love Baby Yoda so much. Bill Murray was in the Jeep ad that recreated a bunch of scenes from Groundhog Day. That it was good. It's fine. And I loved the whole, like, now he's lost with the groundhog strapped to his chest and a baby Bjorn. I was just following you. Bryan Cranston and Tracy Ellis Ross did a parody of The Shining. That we'd seen that last week as well, and that was good. I am thirsty. The Rocket Mortgages, the Jason Momoa. God, that was just classic, scrawny and bald version of himself. What did you think of the Ellen and Portia?
Cute.
Yeah.
Fine.
What? How did we used to get all this information before we had the Echo Home?
And then it's a
here?
Long.
Really long.
Really long.
Took me three little vignettes. I was like, am I watching just like a different, they would ask, it would be asking these people with like derivatives of the name Al to give, tell them a joke or tell them something interesting or how do I do this or that? And I went, oh, I see. Now I get it, I guess. I had to, you had to pay attention in that one. Sam Elliott and Lil Nas X.
Yeah, that was cute.
Really cute. Did you, when the mustache went, I went, oh, this is going to be good.
I thought it was cute. It was well done.
That was for Doritos.
And then there's Billy Ray. I'm not dancing.
Yeah.
It's cute.
That's what happened. There it is right there. And then the horse goes, no.
No, I won't be dancing
with
you.
His horse is like, uh-uh. All right, you win.
Yeah, that was cute. Yeah, I always love this. I think that, you know, it's a trip. This is my opinion of yesterday. Even though it's the longest buildup to a game of all times, yeah. And we hear about the commercials, it actually goes by really fast.
It does.
Like, by the time the first half was over, I was going, this is so fast.
Well, things were looking good at the first half.
Well, right,
It got longer and longer.
Right.
That fourth quarter was just like, oh, God, is this happening?
Mm-hmm.
Sofia Vergara was in the epic. It was a Procter & Gamble ad that I couldn't figure out what it was
an
ad for.
Oh, I liked that one, too, a lot.
It was, like, I thought a lot of the ads were very frenetic, like lots of weird cutaways and multiple screens. But in here, the chili goes splattering all over the house. And he's shooting paper towels out of his midsection.
I like it.
And there's Mr. Clean going for it. Rob Riggle looks in the... So all the different Procter & Gamble products in one thing, just reminding us that basically four companies own all the stuff in the world.
Right. Big corporations.
Yay!
We're lovable.
And we'll keep your ass clean. Let's see. Oh, the Charlie Day commercials were... I thought that was pretty funny.
The Tide.
He gets a stain on his shirt at their Super Bowl party, and then he's freaking out because it's like a tomato sauce stain, and he's got to get that cleaned. Later. The thing is, did you notice that during many ads, he was in them. Like, I don't know if they helped underwrite some of those other ads by saying, hey, can we just stick Charlie Day in there real quick, walking through with a later ad?
Co-oping is pretty normal.
Sure. Why wouldn't they? But it was a running theme throughout the whole thing. And then at the very, I didn't say to the very end, but I would say late in the fourth quarter, there was an ad where he's got the stain off now, but he's an old man.
Right.
And then there's the woman who I guess
is
his wife.
Do you not know who that is?
I don't know who she is.
So she's from Up Bleeps Creek.
Oh, and was he in that too? Is that
no? He's not in that, so I don't know
why. So
she's
a random actress who gets cast.
She's an actress who's popular from Up Bleeps Creek,
and then she puts her dirty hand on his shoulder,
right? And he's no. Yeah,
we'll get that later. Did you like the Typical Americans by Budweiser?
Yeah, I cried.
You cried?
Yeah, I cried at a bunch of stuff. Mm. I cried at the Google ad. I cried at the.
You cried at the Google ad, huh?
That was sad.
I mean, it was all right. I just felt like it was such an obvious ploy to get me to cry. I was like, I'm not crying.
Oh, look at you. Man. Suddenly you can decide when and when not to cry.
Turns out as I get older, I get tougher, Vin.
Apparently.
Unlike some people I know.
Well, sorry. Mm. I had to go and have kids at 50.
I know. What were you thinking?
You know what I'm doing today? This is like window into my world. I have a one-year-old, and I am going to get the second immunization shot for my shingles.
Oh, that's today.
Vaccination, which is what? Not immunization, vaccine, whatever. Yeah. I'm getting
it's
that.
It's the booster for the thing that you got already.
That you get after you're 50.
Mm. Yeah.
Right.
All the things that happen after you're 50 are going to happen to you now because you're after 50.
Right. And I have a one-year-old the whole time.
Yeah.
What was
you
I
do
thinking?
It to yourself. It's true. That's why the river hurts. Well, you weren't thinking. That's all
why
right.
did they have to make making them so easy?
And fun.
Oh.
It is a biological imperative, Vin.
There really should be a pop quiz before you get to make one of those. Mm. You know,
it does.
Fashioned specifically for each person in the party.
Yeah.
To help them decide whether they're ready for this.
Turns out you're ready, though. You're doing a great job.
I hope to be out of this chaos this year next time. Like, the chaos is too much. It's too chaotic. It's crazy.
Oh, my God. You're adorable. You know what? High hopes. He's got
I need just a
hopes.
Little less chaos.
He's got high apple pie in the sky. Hopes.
I don't
what?
Know that song either.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
there's
you
that
go.
One, too. Good for you, Vin. I'm glad that you can keep a hopeful outlook.
There's got to be...
He's going to have a two-year-old a year from now. That should be totally sane and... I'm sure what you've hoped for will come... I just said all your hopes and dreams will come true.
There's got to
My
be...
My little predictor cootie. Catcher.
Calmer waters ahead.
Yep. There's got to be. One of the things that I liked yesterday, we had seen the Smat Pack thing.
I loved it.
That it's like John Krasinski, Rachel Dratch, Chris Evans, right? Is that Captain America?
And Big Poppy.
And Big Poppy's in it. And it's about this Hyundai that can park itself.
Mm-hmm.
So I had
Smat Pack.
The Smat Pack. He's got Smat Pack! So... So we... We watched this last week on the show, and when it started, I'm like, stop the thing! Everyone get in here! Everyone! So I got to watch John and John fell about the place.
They loved, they loved it.
And so...
I think it's cute, but I like that,
yeah, really
that
cute.
Accent.
I'm glad you like it, because you've been stuck with it for a long time here. Yeah. Post Malone was in a pretty funny ad.
I loved his ad.
I thought that was really good.
I thought that was great, too. It's the whole...
internal struggle between him. He's
all of like, the people in his head have
I'm
the same tattoos.
Yes, I know. It was funny.
And did you see that they flashed to the stadium and they had the two guys running him here in the ad?
Oh, no, I didn't see
They
that.
Had seats and were also all
oh my God,
in their costumes.
It was... You know what?
This I didn't see
I didn't
this one.
I didn't see this one.
Yeah,
the one
you
I saw
the one in the supermarket,
where he's
right?
destroying the convenience store as he's making his decision.
So did that play too?
I don't know.
It says Super Bowl commercial. I'm not sure. I didn't see that one.
This is the one I saw.
This is the one we saw.
Yeah, this is the one I saw with him in the convenience store. But it's a great theme. Is it, because this is a cool ad? It doesn't hurt him, right? Because, like, to me, I'm like, wow, that is a major ad. Although he's on Bud Cans and stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's had a known relationship with them. I actually think, how lucky could it be that you love Bud Light and now you are working for them?
And now it tastes like mangoes. And finally, as we'll wrap this up here, you can't go to a Super Bowl and not see Tom Brady. Hello?
I didn't see him.
Oh, how did you manage that?
I told you, my kid wouldn't
stop talking.
Practically
won the game. he did an ad that was very creative and clever. They sort of based it on... Do you want to play it for him? So there's Tom Brady's walking into the stadium. Shut up, Charlie. He's looking around the empty stadium. Very cute.
You like it?
Well, thank God he was there. I mean, Jesus, saved the whole thing.
All right, saved the whole thing.
Oh, phew. It couldn't be saved. Not even Tommy could save it yesterday. All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
Kissing makes the news and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.